Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and, because we love you, down the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joey.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. I am so glad you're here. Welcome to Tuesday, July 19th. If you're up nice and early, or we kid you about just now getting home at 5 o'clock, you're listening to me on the legendary KWXY, 1340 AM, 92.3 FM. At the end of our hour together, we're going to play my music from Sammy Kahn all this week. Then at 8 o'clock, if you missed a website, you missed a phone number, you want to hear a guest again, switch over to KGX Radio, 920 AM, where I started 26 years ago, and listen at KGX Radio or 99.1 FM or 920 AM. That's a lot of numbers, isn't it? And hear the Joey English Show. I'm fond of saying, I don't care where you listen, just so you do. And after we're finished, we post everything to my website and my Facebook page. Please friend me. I want this to be the best hour of your day. Have you got your Daytimer close by.
This is Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Tuesday, July 19th is National Raspberry Cake Day. Oh, my stars. The Palm Springs Chamber wants you to join them for their Leeds Lunch. These are so much fun. Every Tuesday in July at 12 noon, the month of July, they're at the Hotel Zoso. Details at pschamber.org. The City of Rancho Mirage has allocated $500,000 for turf removal to be replaced with artificial grass. It's in conjunction with the Coachella Valley Water District now. Check it all out, RanchoMirageCA.gov. UC Riverside, UC Riverside Palm Desert Campus has a message from the polar bears about climate change. $375 for the course. There are scholarships at UCR that are available too, and it's both an in-person class, and they do it as Zoom with the polar bears. Let's go. palmdesert.ucr.edu. And if you're ready to joke lovingly about our legendary friend Wink Martindale, his award-winning History of Rock and Roll. I just like saying that, rock and roll. You had to be there. Today from 1 to 3 p.m. on the legendary KWXY Radio, providing music for the Coachella Valley for over 50 years, 1340 a.m. and 92.3 FM. Check it all out at winkmartindale.org. And now we say hello to Dan with two N's, Foley from?
From Palm Springs and Foley Instanet Interior Design.
What
hello,
fun
Joey.
We're having. So you just got off a plane from Memphis?
I literally stepped off the plane, got in my car,
here.
And drove to your studio.
Yeah, we're right off Tocquitz, so Tocquitz is the airport, huh?
It was, I mean, you come right out of the airport and just straight line to down here to your studio.
And you didn't end up with any of that jewelry. He left with
somehow
it.
I didn't at the moment. I was trying to make a deal out there in the hallway. But
has Jay over here? Did he keep any of it? He's still here. Check him.
He's got right.
We need a metal detector.
Well, he kept pulling things out of his bag, too, as he was leaving.
Landon.
I mean, exactly.
Yes.
So.
Oh, what you three are just fascinating. People love this hour. Tell us what's fashionable with Foley Instinet inside the house you're going to buy from Jay Ovier.
Okay, well, hey, the big news in design and home design today is the massive return of traditional style.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, for the last 20 years, we've been everything modern, 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 modern all the time. Everything clean, everything. People are getting tired of seeing white and gray houses. And so what we're seeing is a return to traditional style, traditional design.
Oh.
It's not the 90s, you know, it's not ruffles everywhere and layers of stuff. It's a new version of traditional. So what we're finding is that it's easier and people are asking more for traditional elements in their cleaner modern design. They need warmth.
Okay,
they need
so
personality.
It's kind of asking for traditional elements mm-hmm. in their cleaner modern design.
It is. It's the hybrid of what traditional was. And so it's cleaner. But we're seeing the return of things like, you know, cabbage rose fabrics and ruffled skirts on chairs and sofas. You're seeing that's all coming back. And it's actually really exciting for us because I find it a lot more interesting. What happens is when we get stuck in a style for so long, where we've been in this modern movement, it becomes almost cliche, right? And everything is the same and it's kind of boring. There's no personality to it anymore. And so that's what we've always pushed our clients for, no matter what the style. Personality. Where are you in this design? Anybody can decorate.
Where are you?
Yes. Where are you in that design? I can decorate for anybody with my eyes closed, but it's about really drawing out your personality.
Understood.
And so that when people walk into your house, I don't want them to say, oh my gosh, did you hire Dan? I can tell. That's not a great compliment for me.
That's your signature. It's not theirs.
Exactly. I want them to say, this house is gorgeous. It's so you. This is amazing. Because guess what? The client will tell them who did it then. They'll be so thrilled and flattered. And that type of design is longer lasting. We don't rely on trends anyway in our firm.
No trends.
No. You know, trends.
Welcome to my world.
Right, exactly, right? I did just step off a plane.
Yes.
So, but you know, trends are easy, but they're very quickly, they quickly run their course. So you want to be part of a trend, you get a pillow or you paint one wall, right? But it's easier for me to get into your home and figure out who you are, actually, and a lot more interesting because the job is a lot more fun for me, which means you get a better job too.
Here's the question. You know my house. Mm-hmm. My house has been cowboys and Indians, Western, yes. My whole life. I was a little mm-hmm. girl riding a tricycle pretending it was a horse, pretending I was married to Roy Rogers and I married my sister off to Gene Autry. So how do I get to keep my style?
You see, here's the thing. It's not about throwing out everything you ever had because you want to redecorate. It's really about curating. So you take the best of the best. So when somebody says to me, I'm ready for a totally new look, I don't go in and say, fine, everything goes in the trash. What we do is we have some conversations and then we walk through and I start pointing out things that I think are important for whatever reason. You tell me what's important to you and then we use that as a basis and then we can go in any direction you want.
So when you said paint a wall,
yeah,
that's a great thing. You told us one time a couple of months ago, you said, clean your front door, change your front door, paint your front door.
Yes.
Any of those things. And I as I walk into my very old Spanish door every time, I keep saying, we got to get the Q-tips out.
Just
and
dust
just
it.
Dust and maybe shellac it or something on it.
And that's it. That's where I say a little bit of effort goes a long way. You know, first impressions. First impressions are the most lasting. So when somebody comes to your door and rings the bell and stands there, what do they see?
Exactly.
And that's so important, first impressions. And I don't want to be, for myself, I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want to open that door and see that look on their face like, ooh, what's this? Look at those, look at the dirt, look at the cobwebs, look at the, you know, all of those things that, and that's a simple fix. It's a great place to start. It's also free.
Yes.
Because you can do it yourself.
But I like your idea of painting a wall. I mean,
I think it's a great way. You're not committed. You don't feel so committed to the color, right? You can change it next month if you feel like it. I love doing it because it does, you know, changing color in any room. You know this, Joey, with your red and a power color. Color changes our moods and affects us emotionally.
That's why restaurants, fast foods are red and yellow.
Uh-huh. They want you hyped up.
Yes.
They want you hungry and they want you out the door. So the next guy can step in your place. But it's true. But it's also when I think of red, actually, I've known you all these years.
Yes.
When I think of red now, I do. What comes to my mind first thing is Joey English.
How sweet.
But it gives me then just a point of reference for design for anybody. Because if I think about you and the way you use red, the way you've always used red, it is a power color. It can be powerful for men or women or in a family home. We're careful about where we put it. That's all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're so good at walking into a situation. And like you said, taught us one time, take all the accent pieces out of the room, all the pillows and all the little tchotchkes.
Yeah.
And then put them back in one at a time.
Yes.
Or put in different ones.
Right.
And that doesn't change your basic footprint.
Mix it up
footprint.
A little.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. It doesn't mean you have to go out and buy new ones necessarily.
No.
You may have an eye on something, right? So go buy the one. But simply by mixing them up, changing the tables, changing the room they're in, it changes your perspective. And it makes everything new. Even if you've been staring at it for decades, it will be totally new to the eye when you put it in a different room and on a different surface. I think you'll probably remember that it really is a saying that I use a lot, but it was what Coco Chanel said, which is get yourself all ready, right, to go out, all gussied up, and then look in the mirror and remove one piece, and then you're ready to go.
See?
And I think the other way about a room, too. And so taking everything out, putting it back one at a time, shifting it up. Don't put anything back in the same place.
I just, you must be reading my mind. Mm. I took all my scrapbooks. Okay. They're it been in my office. Now they're all sitting on the floor in my office. And I'm trying to think how I can put them in a different place, more accessible to me in my sitting room, which means I've torn the sitting room up. But it's a joy for me. I really like doing it. Those two rooms are a disaster, and you know my house
is okay.
Very organized. Yes,
it is. But here's the thing.
That's so
Let me
much
say this
fun.
For you. I love what you just said about your scrapbooks, and because you love them and you want to enjoy them and you want people to come in to enjoy them. So here's some free advice.
Okay. Yes.
Everybody get a pencil.
Yeah.
So when you get them together and put them into your sitting room and say that's where you want it, go out even online or into a store and find yourself a tabletop book stand.
And just put one
and
a month.
Put one there and yeah. one and just keep
change
rotating
it.
Them.
That's, I thought of the
changing
same
a page,
thing.
Just
yes.
flipping the pages a little bit. And
I found pictures. I'd forgotten I'd worked with Nipsey Russell.
Oh my God!
I mean,
how could you forget that?
Well, I'm 76 years old and I've been doing this a long time, so it's wonderful to revisit these things.
It
without,
really is.
I'm sure when I'm gone, my children will go in and dump them all. I mean, they're mine.
I bet they won't.
Well, it has all their life in it too, doesn't it?
It's their life, but it's also your life. And that's going to be important to them at that point and for their children and their children. That is, it will never happen.
That's why you have to have Dan with two N's Foley in your house.
Please.
You go in for consultations, and
yes.
I tell our listeners he stays until you ask him to leave. What's the phone number, sweetheart?
760-322-2268. And you can find our offices right here in Palm Springs in the Design District on Palm Canyon.
Address?
Oh, my goodness.
I'll put it up. I have it.
Via Lola.
Yes.
It's right up there, right behind Caldwell Banker.
Yes. Phone number is 322-2268.
You got it.
What a good hour. What a joy.
We
huh?
got your life covered, don't
we?
We
got it. Taken over everything. Thank you so much for stopping
Thank you.
By,
As
sweetheart.
Always. I love seeing you.
Where are you going
here.
Before you come next month?
Let's see. I'll be in Dallas next week, and then I'm back here, and then I'm in Paris, and then down to Capri, and then back, and
Whoa.
Then right off to Florida to install a new house there.
See?
So,
well, keep us
month.
In the loop.
I'll be here.
Okay.
Thanks, Joey.
Thank you, darling. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat chocolate.